In early February, a first-year student at the University of Vermont died after passing out in a snowbank. Connor Gage attended two fraternity parties the night of his death. He died of hypothermia and acute alcohol intoxication. UVM quickly suspended all fraternity activity and started an investigation. Burlington police also examined the case, and in recently released documents, investigators did not charge the frats with any crimes. Instead, the report told a more nuanced story, one of a young man looking to make friends and fit in. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
Connor Gage was trying to walk back to campus the night he died. He'd left a party with a group, but split off to retrieve his bag from a house he'd been at earlier. For his mother, Dorothy Connor, this is one of the hardest facts to deal with, that no one accompanied her son.
Connor shouldn't have been alone. And whether you met somebody for the first time that night and, you know, or you've only been friends a couple weeks and you go to a party together, you know, I mean, somebody must have seen or known something.
There's a lot about that night that Dorothy admits she'll never know. Now, recently released documents from the Burlington police help fill in some details. On the night of February 1st, Gage decided to go out to a party, something he rarely did. Most of the time, the 19-year-old neuroscience major stayed in his room. But according to the police report, Gage told a family friend he was lonely and looking to meet people. Burlington Police Detective Thomas Chanette was the lead investigator of the case.
He was really looking to some folks that he had just met from the fraternity to really help make some friends on campus. It's very, very tragic.
Gage's first stop was at a party put on by Delta Tau Delta. Witnesses told Chanette it was a low-key event.
You know, there were some folks drinking, but it wasn't like kegs. It wasn't, forced drinking by any means. And that he had brought his own alcohol with him.
Gage had a bottle of liquor. Maple moonshine. His stepfather gave him the bottle, and according to police, he was supposed to give it to a family friend who lived in South Burlington. Instead, Gage kept it. There's no way to know how much Gage drank that night, but when police found the bottle, it was empty. After the first party, Gage and a few people went to another one, hosted by Alpha Epsilon Pi, a frat that's no longer recognized by UVM. In 2014, AE Pi was suspended for violating campus policies around alcohol and hazing. Members of AE Pi told police they didn't serve booze at the party. No one remembered seeing Gage, according to police. When the party shut down around 12:45 in the morning, the group of people Gage was with left.
And the rest of the frat brothers took an Uber, you know, back up to campus, and they didn't know him that well, so each of them just assumed he was going back with someone else.
Gage started walking, headed roughly towards the first frat, but not taking the most direct path. He was going to get his backpack. There's a stretch of bars near the beginning of the route Gage walked. On a Friday night, even a cold night in February, people huddle outside, smoking and talking. But the street quickly gets quiet. The few restaurants and businesses along the way aren't open late, and the side streets lead to residential neighborhoods. Eventually, Gage realized he needed to cut across two streets and double back. To do that, he tried walking across a large parking lot.
Just was so cold, and then he encountered that fence.
Gage tried climbing over the fence, but fell. He followed the length of fence, searching for a gap. When he didn't find a way through the fence, Gage tried one last time to climb over. Then, the police report says he took a few steps back and laid down in the snow. The temperatures fell below zero that night, and Gage was not dressed for the weather. Burlington police say they're not pursuing charges against the frats. They ruled Gage's death an accident and closed the case. But both frats are still suspended, and UVM is investigating whether campus rules were broken. Vice Provost for Student Affairs Annie Stevens says their investigation is broader than what police examined.
Were people encouraged to, even though it might not be forced to, but were they encouraged to drink? What was the scene at both of these organizations, you know, houses? What was happening? Who was there? So we'll want to know a lot about what happened.
The national headquarters for both frats, Delta Tau Delta and AE Pi, provided VPR with written statements saying they're cooperating with the investigations. Gage's mom says so many things went wrong that night, she can't blame anyone.
There are moments that, you know, I'm angry with Connor, I'm angry with God, I'm angry with the kids at the fraternity, I'm angry with the school, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that I don't have those moments, but I can't let those moments rule my life.
Recently, she got a box from the Burlington police. Inside were Gage's clothes from the night he died.
When the FedEx man handed me the box, the wind kind of blew up and blew through the box and kind of into my face, and I could smell him.
She says the last time that happened, she was cleaning out his dorm room. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.